When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best / worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran, escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hi there.
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of the hometown, the Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. Today, we thought we would talk about robots. Because they are superior.
Superior to what?
The first robot that everyone appreciates and uses to its most extreme. The elevator.
Ooh, yeah, the plummeting death machine. I love me a plummeting death machine.
Indeed, it is a built-in coffin.
What? I've never thought of an elevator like that, and now I don't think I'll be able to stop.
As a plummeting death machine?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. That's what I always think when I get in an elevator. Is this the one that's gonna get me?
I hope not.
I ride an elevator every day.
Think of all the friendly breaks.
Every day, I think. Could be the last.
How many different elevators are at your work?
Just one.
Okay, so it would always be the same elevator that would kill you if it decided to go off the rails.
Yes.
Or do elevators have rails or do they have cables? Do they have both?
My elevator has, like, pneumatics. It's a weird elevator.
Whoa.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it gets a little angry in the winter and doesn't like to work because the oil gets cold. Anyhow.
Perhaps you should oil your shafts.
Oh. Interesting.
It is important for elevator maintenance.
Is it something that an elevator needs help with? Or can...
Indeed.
It
you need to
care
assist
of oiling
it.
Its own shaft.
They are not self shaft oiling.
Hmm.
But you should make sure you ask first. Because consent is important.
Indeed. Consent is important.
Even in the robot age.
Another happy robot, Roombas.
The vacuum assistant robot?
Indeed.
I have heard horror stories of these Roombas driving through sticky substances when performing their vacuum duties, and then smearing whatever that thing is all over the floor as they drive about their business. That
you must also be careful with small creatures, be they small humans or animals. If a Roomba gets into a pile of poo, it is a shitpocalypse.
That's not pleasant.
Yeah, that.
Not even.
It is a horrible way for a Roomba to die.
I mean, it's kind of revenge, though, right? Because aren't Roombas in a way just like small animal torture devices?
They are what they are.
Does driving through the poop destroy the Roomba? I was not aware that
was
a thing.
Yeah, you kind of have to just get rid of it at that point.
Oh,
the combination
goodness.
Of spreading the shit everywhere and getting up into the small gears is bad.
I feel like you don't want to clean that.
Roombas are also bad when they get wet.
I guess that makes sense because water and electricity don't really mix.
Do not feed your Roombas after midnight as well.
Got it.
I didn't realize that that was a thing with Roombas, too.
They have the same flaws. Drones.
What about them?
They are very helpful.
I mean, yeah, like, in the sense that they're a nuisance and probably one of the worst things that humans could have ever invented. Yes.
It seems like they are really good at invading people's privacy and disturbing the peace.
Yes.
And blowing people up.
Mm-hmm. And I hear that they're wanting to use them for delivering things. So I can't imagine that that will go well. And also, I find drones to be... I hate drones. I can't think of a good reason to own one.
Skynet.
As I said.
Be on the ground floor.
We had really bad wildfires this last year, and it was a constant problem because, and the wildfires were getting really close to the city, and it was a really big problem because they couldn't fight the fires because people were flying their drones over the fires to get that cool fire footage to put on YouTube. And, you know, problems there. Emergency vehicles can't get to where they need to go because drones. I mean, those really are the small issues, right? Because then there are the whole bombing runs that we like to send our drones on as a country.
Yeah. Those are a bummer.
That's like the nicest, sweetest way you could put that.
That's what we are about here at What Could Go Wrong is niceness and sweetness and light.
Subtle undertones.
Yeah.
Automakers, think of the assembly line.
I mean, that's like put a ton of people out of work, right? And made an incredibly like underemployed segment of the population who feels like they've had their jobs taken away from them and outsourced. So
it's like, true. Efficiency has been reached.
Basically, what could go wrong with the assembly line is Donald Trump.
Oh, there's so much that you can do with automation and stuff, but if it's not coupled with safety checks and training. I think I just read a piece in Business Insider about the non-union factories that are becoming common in the South and the various death tolls and injuries that result from those, and how they're some of the best jobs available to folks with little to no education, but they come with these risks because they are not safely monitored or perhaps managed in the best way. Because
we've decided to relive the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, pretty much, because profits are more important than people, and that's sad and disappointing, and I don't like it.
Let's put the kids back to work.
All right, Devos, settle down.
They have small hands. They can reach inside the moving parts. It is a symbiotic relationship.
That's an interesting way to think of it.
It is the logical conclusion.
If they're working, then they're getting tired. And if they're tired, they're going home to go to sleep and not causing mischief.
It is the perfect circle.
And that's horrible because then they don't have a childhood and they grow up angry if they make it that far. Because as we all know, child labor is not exactly like conducive to aging at all.
They will just grow faster.
Jeff, are you up on like how biology works and stuff?
Of course. I know all about human biology.
Okay. That's good.
Let us finish with the mighty can opener.
Wait, are can openers robots?
Of course.
I was not aware of that.
I mean, you've got like...
Some of them are automatic and others are manual.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about electric ones.
Super useful unless they get jammed.
Do not put jam in them.
Ew, ew, ew.
I knew I was doing something wrong, but never quite put my finger on it before. It's apparently the jam.
Now you know. We are here to assist.
Thanks, can openers. And robots of all different varieties.
And Jeff, who may be a can opener robot?
Why? Oh my goodness. Robo Jeff, is that you?
Of course not. This is the meaty human Jeff.
Well, meaty human Jeff, it's been a real pleasure. talking about robots with you.
This one is glad. Chrissy and Jeremiah, this is all the time we have. Please give our audience your fond farewells.
You know, I'm just curious, before we go, do robots feel, Jeff?
We dream of electric sheep.
Okay, well, glad that's settled. Have a good night.
If you dream of electric sheep, listeners, that's pretty cool. I've never seen an electric sheep, but cool for you.
If you have seen an electric sheep, you should check in with your Cylon recruiter. Thank you for listening. Good night.